Signage will be erected and a sweep for nesting birds will take place before construction gets started in Glenbrook Ravine Park. At its April 8 meeting, Council considered an exemption to the city's construction noise bylaw. It's related to upcoming work on a sewer pipe upgrade. The variance allows Metro Vancouver contractor Bell Contracting to work from June 10 to August 30 on hours outside of regular construction hours, 8 p.m. to 7 a.m. Monday to Friday, 8 p.m. to 9 a.m. on Saturdays, and 6 p.m. on Saturdays until 7 a.m. on Mondays, including Canada Day and BC Day. The work involves excavating, drilling, and the use of dewatering pumps and generators associated with the installation of maintenance holes, construction of new pipelines and replacement of the diversion chamber, said a staff report. Noisy construction activities, such as the use of excavators, backhoes, tandem dump trucks, crane trucks, and power tools, will occur during permitted hours. A staff report noted that generators and electric dewatering equipment will be operating overnight, 7 days a week, for the length of the project to allow wastewater from Burnaby and New Westminster to continue to flow to the Anisus Island wastewater plant. Although the report to council focused on the requested noise variance, council members reiterated concerns about ensuring community members are informed that access to the park will be impacted while the work is taking place. Mayor Patrick Johnston said he supports the noise variance because it's allowing necessary work to be done. He said he's more worried about the disruption the project will have on access to the ravine because the top access to the park, the path from Glenbrook Drive down into the ravine, is going to be closed for a period of time when this work is going on. That's a pretty important path for people in that neighborhood, who use it every day to go for walks, to walk their dogs, to get out into green space, he said. Johnston said he wanted assurances that Metro Vancouver will be letting the neighborhood know this disruption is happening, why it's happening and the timeline for the work. He said residents should also be provided with contact information for someone at Metro Vancouver. I just want to assure people that we're doing everything we can to let people know that that trail is going to be closed so they're not surprised when they show up there, he said. I don't want anyone to say, I didn't know it was going to be closed. Amar Mahdi, who is Metro Vancouver's project manager for this project, said Metro Vancouver has a dedicated team handling community engagement for this project. He said almost 4,600 letters were sent out to residents and businesses in the area in another letter is coming out in mid-April to notify them about the construction start date, which is supposed to be May 1 this year, he said. According to Mahdi, Metro Vancouver has been in communication with the city's community engagement staff and has updated its website. He said it will also install signage at the trails where the closure will happen and at all entrances to the ravine. Parking, cyclists and pedestrian traffic in and around Glenbrook Ravine Park will be affected during construction, said the staff report. Public access to trails in the north end of the park will be restricted for the duration of the project. There will be additional brief intermittent trail closures and parking restrictions in effect as construction activities proceed. Cown. Ruby Campbell stressed the need for signage at all entrances to the ravine, so people can plan their routes. What about the birds? Cown. Daniel Fontaine said a local resident told him they had photographed 6 or 7 active heron nests in Glenbrook Ravine Park. He questioned how Metro Vancouver would be addressing wildlife impacts, such as active bird nests, in the park. A consultant working for Metro Vancouver stated that an environmental management plan is in place for the project, and all construction activities will be monitored by an environmental monitor. Mahdi said a bird nesting survey sweep would be done before construction starts to see if there are any active nests around the construction site. If nests are found, he said there are options for dealing with the situation, including putting a buffer around the nest and postponing work on a particular aspect of the project. I would like to assure you that we will follow the environmental regulations provincial, the federal and the municipal regulations in this regard, he told council Monday night. Council unanimously approved the variance to the construction noise bylaw. The project is expected to be finished this fall.